News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, all this week on News Talk, we're bringing you the Home Truths series, our look at issues related to housing and the supply of housing, the cost of rent, the pace of construction. Today on News Talk Breakfast, we're looking at the type of housing supply that's needed. It's an issue we have often discussed here on this show. Just last week, we debated the need for more social housing at an upmarket development down in Dublin Docklands. Many of you listening got in touch and said, hold on, fine, build social housing, but what about me? What about the middle income earner? What about affordable housing for people in my boat? Well, this morning, I am coming to you live from a studio in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, because here they have tried at least to make strides to cater for those on all incomes. Let's find out how. We are in Amsterdam to learn about the social housing model in this country. Housing agencies are becoming more popular in Ireland as a means of providing housing. Housing agencies are very popular here. I'm here with someone from such a housing agency, Eigenhard, am I saying that correctly?
Yes, Eigenhard.
Eigenhard, Wim de Waard.
Yeah, we're calling ourselves a housing corporation.
Housing corporations, you call them. Well, look, what we want to learn, Wim, is how housing corporations work. You might explain, though, first of all, Wim, where we are. What is this place?
Well, you are here in front of Het Schip, the ship. We call this a workers' palace. This has been built in the 20s of the last century. And it's a fantastic example of Amsterdam School. It's brilliant architecture. It's very beautiful masonry. But the most important thing, it has been built for workers. It has been built for low incomes at that time. It has been really thought, the architect thought, maybe people might not have the biggest income, but at least give them a decent and a very beautiful roof above the head.
If you're explaining to someone today how the system works, what is it? What is the Dutch social housing model?
We are independent foundations. We take care of in our case, 56,000 houses. But there is a policy which is not being made up by us, but by the councils from the places where we live, from who should get which house. So most of our houses go, of course, to people with a low income. But there is also a section of houses that which we can reserve for people with a bit higher income. So that also the police agent can get a house or the nurse whatsoever.
How does it break down between the provision for people up to 36,000, and then, as you said, the police officer or the nurse?
Yeah, well, the council policy at the time is that when there's a housing project, 40% should be social housing, 40% should be middle-class housing, and 20% should be market housing. So with this policy, the council tries to protect social housing, to make sure there's enough affordable housing for people who want to live in Amsterdam.
Imagine that. Imagine that if on almost every development in Ireland, particularly on any council or state land or with housing agencies involved, if more of them were involved, if 40% of units were for social housing, and importantly for lots of you listening, 40% were classed affordable for the guard or the nurse or the teacher or someone else. It'd be some change on the current system. Well, look, I'm on my way now down to meet Kathleen Denkers of the Rainbow Organisation. They work with homeless here in the city, but I want to talk to her about the best use of available stock. How often do we talk about that on News Talk, about vacant houses or vacant rooms? Well, Kathleen says that here they encourage maximum occupancy.
People who are on social welfare, or actually anybody, it's quite difficult. It's a lot of paperwork. If you want to rent out a room to somebody who is homeless, you can give them a room. And we have a project, it's called Under the Roof, and we take over all the paperwork. And even if somebody is on social welfare, they won't be shortened in their social welfare, and they can take somebody in the house.
We have in Ireland as well an issue around what we would call the new homeless, where people are coming into homelessness now, where they don't have drug addiction issues necessarily or anything like that, or mental health issues. It's because of, well, for us it's because of a housing shortage. You have a new homeless here, and you actually have a kind of a very specific way of dealing with someone who might be new homeless as opposed to what would we say, traditional homeless.
Yeah. In our drop-in center where you just were, we've got a talk with everybody who comes in to see who you are, what do you need, and can we offer what you need. If somebody is just homeless because due to divorce or losing a job, not due to drugs or alcohol, we think there's a better place for them. And we've got places that are in the community, and they go in the community, and there's a social worker who will help them there and not in the drop-in center.
So what kind of grade would you give the government and the local authority here for how they help organizations like your help and how they like yourselves and how they help people to get out of homelessness and find housing?
7 out of 10? Yeah.
70%, that's not bad.
Yeah, no, it's quite good actually, yeah.
Cathy in there giving the local government a low C grade, I think is what that is. I'm going to leave the last word on all this to Vim though, because last week on News Talk we talked about Dublin City Council not taking up an offer to buy social housing or all of it at a Docklands development, an expensive one. And I accused the state of essentially ghettoising the poor. The fact that that doesn't really happen here, anything on like the scale we do, is something that Vim is particularly happy with.
I'm proud because in all of Amsterdam, there's social housing, there's market housing. So we have a big variety. Of course, there are areas where there is more housing for rich people than for poor people, and the other way around. But on a general level, you can say that we have a mixed population everywhere you go in Amsterdam. And I'm very proud that the maintenance of the housing and the general, the quality and the standard of quality is, I think, within Europe, one of the highest.
Yeah, Vim de Venders there, wrapping up that report on the streets of Amsterdam yesterday. Vim from Eigenhard, I think I butchered that again, the housing association here in the city.